Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe that future quarterback is a veteran. Maybe it's a guy they add at the end of next year, and now we've got a new name thrown into the mix because the Atlanta Falcons did Kirk Cousins dirty. And quite frankly, they did do him dirty, because the one thing I was always consistent about with the Jets' handling of Aaron Rodgers, and really all athletes in general, is not that you ask a player if I'm allowed to do something. I'm not suggesting that. I'm not suggesting the Jets need to ask permission to Aaron Rodgers on making a move. But what I am big on is communication. I think that matters. I think communicating with your best players matter. There's a reason why, and it's not the same thing, but I have a great appreciation for this. There's a reason why our real boss around, not that we have any fake bosses, but the big boss around here, the architect, I have great respect for, because he was always open and honest about everything going around this radio station. He wasn't asking me anything, but he was telling me this is what's going on, and that's why he's the best, and that's why I respect him. What Atlanta needed to do was call up their quarterback and say, here's what we're potentially thinking.
Yeah, but the problem with your argument, and I know exactly what you're saying, and I agree with you to an extent. The Atlanta Falcons, other than the money that they're giving him, because that they don't owe Kirk Cousins jack. There's no equity with Kirk Cousins in Atlanta right now. From a fan base, from an organization, he is, let's call it what it is, Evan, a mercenary of you-know-what.
Yes.
They just come in to try to lift them to a different level. But he's not their future. We know that. And so they took an opportunity on a kid in Michael Penix, who, whether or not we believe he was worth it or not, his tape shows that he's a top-end quarterback, right? The problem is the injury history, all at Indiana. And there were four season-ending injuries at Indiana. He had two very clean and very productive seasons at Washington. One, taking him to the college football playoffs, and maybe, and who knows? I mean, a lot of people thought they were one of the favorites. So he evolved into a great quarterback. He's one of the best deep ball throwers that the league has brought in from college ranks in the last three or four years. Interestingly, the other one was probably Tua Tagovailoa. That's neither here nor there. But Michael Penix is worth taking a shot on. Eight, maybe not, but they know that Kirk Cousins, they don't owe him anything.
It's right? not about owing him anything.
They gave him $100 million. He has not even put on a jockstrap in an Atlanta Falcons uniform yet. So I know what you're saying, but I can't sit here and argue that the Atlanta Falcons owed Kirk Cousins the dignity of telling him what they were going to do.
My argument is not about owing him anything. It's just smart business. That's what I mean. It's smart people skills. It's the way to handle people who work for you. That's all I mean. They don't owe him anything. I just think it's dumb. I think it's dumb business.
But Kurt's a veteran, man. Okay. He's a vet. He gets it. Like, he understands it. Hell, think about how much he got jerked around from Washington when he was there with the franchise tag, and he's getting all, you know, mad and riled up. You like that? Right? And then they franchise tag him again, and he leaves and goes to Minnesota, and he just gets hurt at the wrong time.
Yeah, but I think there's a way to do business and a way not to do business, and I'll relate this to the Giants. Here's how I'll put the Giants over, even though I'm going to make an assumption, but I think I'm right about the assumption. Remember a few months ago they met with Russell Wilson? Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
Don't you think that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, and if John Mara was there, John Mara looked into his eyes and was honest and said, here's the deal, Russ. And they were probably honest with him. And that honesty may have included, we may draft a quarterback. We still love Daniel Jones. And then Russell Wilson made a decision. He said, okay, thank you for that honesty. I think Pittsburgh's a better opportunity. The Atlanta Falcons, in all likelihood, lied to Kirk Cousins. That's what they did.
They told him they were going to target a quarterback, but it was going to be later. But in the heat of the moment, you can't go reach out to Kirk Cousins when yesterday and last night it became abundantly clear that every team that needs a quarterback in the draft was going to try to overdraft a quarterback. I mean, that if there's one thing you take away from last night's draft, it was that every quarterback desperate team was doing whatever it took to go get a quarterback. And so do I think that the Atlanta Falcons in the heart of their hearts thought, yeah, one of these guys is going to slide, or maybe three or four of these guys are going to slide and we're going to take them in the second or third round? Yes. But all of a sudden you start getting all this intel, you hear all this talk, the Minnesota Vikings want to move up, the Denver Broncos want to move up, the Los Angeles or the Las Vegas Raiders, they want to move up. They still haven't even taken their quarterback yet. All these teams want to go get a quarterback. The Atlanta Falcons made an executive decision, and I think it's a smart one, to go get a quarterback who they were very high upon. Yes, they overdrafted him. That is what it is. And yes, it puts Kirk Cousins in a crappy situation, but it's the business of football, and it's built on competition. And Kirk Cousins is not going to be competing with Michael Penix next year, but in 2 years, he might be.
I just know that.
And look, he then might be the quarterback of the New York Giants.
Exactly. I know that it's not the same, but Joe Shane, in that time period before the announcement of Malik Nabers, but he knew that they drafted Malik Nabers, Joe Shane picked up his phone and he called Daniel Jones and he told him. And I'm going to make an assumption that if they pulled off that trade for Drake May, he would have made the same freaking phone call. Because that's what you do, and that's how you run a business, and that's how you have respect. I think the Atlanta Falcons, assuming there's no more to this story that comes out, they look like a classless organization. I'm not arguing with you about the move. They blindsided the guy.
I can't co-sign that.
That's the way
man.
It looks.
I mean, maybe this is because I know Terry Fontenot, and obviously I'm tight with Raheem Morris. He's one of Rondé's best friends. And so I can't say that. Only thing I can assume, because yes, it feels dirty when you look at it from 30,000 feet. But I guarantee you, if you get in the weeds, and at some point I will, because again, I know Raheem, I'll get into the weeds. And I guarantee you this happened because of the heat, like the fire around the quarterbacks in this draft. You knew, I mean, I didn't think all six were going to go in the top 12. But damn, right? That's a record, right? No, there's 14 offensive players before people even thought about a defensive player. Offense has become king, and if the offense is king, then the head of that kingdom is a quarterback. I think the Atlanta Falcons had to make a move. They had to, otherwise they weren't getting anybody this year.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.